God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. In my little library back at my office, I have a number of first editions, a number of books that are the first edition. And if you have a book that you admire, you like, and it happens to be the first edition, and certainly if it happens to be signed by the author, then that's something you value. In 2 Samuel 22, we have essentially the first edition of Psalm 18. Both are from God through the pen of King David. And 2 Samuel 22 is perhaps the rough draft. Both of them are inspired. But you find a different version of this in Psalm 18. What you find here is nearly formulaic, which is to say it's almost a formula that you find, well, it is a formula you find throughout the book of Psalms in particular. And it is this. Well, in verse 7, it kind of gives you the formula in a nutshell. David says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears." I love that. I called and God heard. Verse 1 tells us that David spoke this to the Lord, this song, in the day that the Lord delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. I think we all think it'd be great to be royalty, but the fact of the matter is, King David had some royal problems, and problems probably bigger than he would have had if he had not been a king. And so I think to envy someone like David is something that might be a little bit naive. In any event, David had his problems, David had his enemies, and David knew what to do when he did. He called on the Lord. I had trouble, I called, God heard. And then what you find is this cycle. Verse 5 says, when the waves of death compassed me. And then I asked. And then in verse 8, the Bible says, then God came down. So you have a when-then proposition. When I had trouble, I prayed. Then God answered, and I gave God thanks. The last verse of this psalm is, or next to the last, is David giving thanks. Therefore, I will give thanks unto God. He's given salvation to his king. Even though David was king, he realized that God owned him, and therefore he had the right, in fact, the privilege to ask. So trouble, asking, answering, thanks, trouble. Now, you're somewhere on this cycle right now. Maybe you're coming into trouble, maybe you're coming off of trouble, but where are you on this cycle? Where are you in on this circle? Trouble leads to asking God for help. Asking God for help leads to God's answer. God's answer should lead to our thanksgiving. Now, the fact of the matter is, the only part of this formula, if there are four stages to this cycle, and we're kind of taking this from this psalm that we find in 2 Samuel 22, if there are one of these steps that we could break, it's only the first, or actually, it's only the first that we cannot break. Trouble is perfectly natural to every life, whether you're a monarch or you're a pauper. But asking isn't automatic, and God's answer is not automatic, and our giving thanksgiving is not automatic. So what I would just say to you this morning is, don't break the circle. Don't break the cycle. Maybe you've heard the song, "Let the circle be unbroken." Well, this is a circle that ought not be broken. The cycle of trouble that leads to asking, and asking that leads to God's answering, and God's answering that leads to our thanking Him. The book of Psalms is a book filled with thanksgiving to God and praise to God, and it should be obvious why. It's a book that begins with a boatload of trouble, and then prayers, and then God's provision, and then, of course, gratitude, not just for who God is, that's first of all, perhaps, but also because of what God does because of who God is. So there are two ways we can break this cycle in a negative way. One is, we don't ask. If you're living today in anxiety or in a lot of effort without asking God, without consulting God, without seeking God's face and asking God's grace, then you're breaking a cycle that you find throughout the book of Psalms and is given to us here in 2 Samuel 22. We don't ask. Many times we worry instead of ask, or we double down on our efforts before we ask and don't even know if our efforts are pointed in the right direction. So we don't ask. The second way we can break this cycle is, we don't give thanksgiving. In Verse 28, the Bible indicates, David indicates, there are two kinds of people, those who are afflicted and those who are arrogant. The Bible calls them haughty here. And that would be certainly true of people who don't give thanksgiving. Let me ask you something. Are you afflicted or are you arrogant? Are you in need and do you know it, or are you arrogant and do you show it by not thanking God or maybe not even asking God? Look, trouble is inevitable. It comes to every life. But what you do in response to that trouble determines the kind of cycle you're on, the kind of circle you take. We don't ask, we break the circle. We don't give God thanks, we break the circle. We'll always have trouble, but there's always a God who is able and earnest to hear our prayers.